This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
The very wealthy have access to lots of things most of us don't. That's just the way it goes. But how about when it's a matter of life or death? A unique voice on that question now from our Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
Private health management is not a health insurance company. It's not a hospital. But it provides some of the country's richest people with a healthcare service that is presumably worth a considerable price, even though the company doesn't disclose what those prices are. Leslie Michelson is the CEO and founder of Private Health Management. Very glad to talk with you.
Thank you so much. It's a delight to be here.
So what exactly is it that people pay you, presumably big money, to do?
We regard our role as helping them navigate the medical maze. I personally have spent many decades studying the healthcare delivery system, trying to understand what goes well and understand what goes wrong. We help them identify the best specialists. People don't know how to do that. And we have what we call a global safety net, so that when people are traveling outside the United States and they develop a medical issue, they call us. We have interpreters, translators, and emergency experts to get them through it.
And our current healthcare system, even for the wealthy, evidently does not adequately provide these kinds of services?
No, it doesn't. People rail against a two-tiered system. My experience as someone who's been managing people's health care for almost three decades now is that it's a multi-tier system. The capacity to get the best care is not tightly correlated to one's net worth. We manage care for some exceptionally wealthy and accomplished and frankly brilliant people, and we find that they get care that isn't much better than anyone else's.
It feels like one thing to say rich people are free to spend as much as they like on health care for themselves and their families. It feels like it might be something else to actually be running a business with the primary mission that is to help wealthy people live longer and feel better than the rest of us. Are you making inequality worse in a pretty critical way?
I don't think we're doing that at all. In fact, I think what we have learned from serving people who have the wherewithal to compensate us for our services is fundamental truths about how to navigate the healthcare system that are applicable to everyone. Hmm. So what we have done is I think we have broken the code, frankly, and we're now working very hard on figuring out how to reduce our costs to deliver our services so that we can increasingly provide it to broader portions of the population.
Leslie Michelson, CEO of Private Health Management. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.